All right. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. We'll start again since there was no recording. So the mutashabih verses within the Quran are further classified into two types. The first type is the absolute mutashabih, and it is that which is impossible for any person to know, such as the actual reality of Allah's attributes. Consequently, even though we know the meanings of these attributes, we're still unable to perceive the actuality of how they really are. And this is based upon Allah's statement, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا, and they will never encompass the full knowledge of Him. And the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, لَا تُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارُ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. No vision can grasp Him, but His grasp is over all vision. He is the most courteous, well-accounted with all things. For this reason, when Imam Malik was asked about the verse Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa, the Most Merciful rose over the throne, he was asked, how did he rise over it? Imam Malik replied, the meaning of the rising over the throne is not unknown. How it is done by Allah is not comprehensible. Believing in it is an obligation, and asking about it is an innovation. This type of absolute mutashabih, meaning it's absolutely no unclear, the meaning of it is unclear, that we don't know the meaning of it, and it's not, we don't know the reality of it, and it's not to be asked about and delved into due to the impossibility of fully understanding it. So the Shaykh Musa Hafidhahullah, he commented on this and he said that the first type of mutashabih is the completely mutashabih, or absolutely mutashabih, that no one amongst the human beings know it. And an example of this is the reality of the attributes of Allah. So no one knows, just like no one knows the reality of how Allah Himself is, no one also knows the reality of how the attributes of Allah are, except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are asked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, does Allah exist? We say yes, that we believe that there is an ilah. But His existence is not similar to the existence of the creation. Similarly, the attributes of Allah is not similar to the attributes of the creation. Just like the existence of Allah, that Allah by Himself is there, and He's not similar to us, and we exist. Similarly, the attributes of Allah is not similar to our attributes. So He has a reality there's a reality to His attributes that we don't know it, and we don't ask how it is because we cannot comprehend it. And this is why we say what Imam Malik, when he was asked about how did Allah rise above the throne, Imam Malik replied that the rising above the throne is something that is known. The meaning of rising above the throne, we know what that means. But how it is done, we don't understand it. It's not something that we comprehended. Believing in that Allah rose above His throne is an obligation, because Allah told us so. And asking about how did He rise above the throne is an innovation. And this types of questions should not be asked, because our minds do not reach that. Our minds do not comprehend that, and we don't understand that. And this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Himself, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا, and they do not have full knowledge about Him. And Allah says, لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ, the sights do not grasp Him. And He grasps all vision. And this is opposite, and this is not similar to seeing Allah. So the believers will see Allah in the Day of Judgment, but they will not be able, but their sight will not be able to grasp Allah, or to have to have a grasp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is similar to when the companions of Musa alayhi salam, they said about Musa about Fir'aun when he was following them, and he almost reached them when they were trapped in front of the ocean, and the ocean was in front of them, they said, "Inna la mudrakun," that we are about to be grasped. We are about to be controlled and taken over by Fir'aun. So they said this word, idrak, that they were about to be grasped by Fir'aun. But Fir'aun saw them, and they saw Fir'aun back. But Fir'aun did not yet have any control over them, or did not grasp them. And then Musa alayhi salam said, "No, my Lord is with me, he will guide me." So we know that we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we will never be able to grasp or have full understanding and full comprehension of the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how He is. And so this is the first type of mutashabih. This is the first type of mutashabih, and it is the mutashabih, absolutely mutashabih, and only Allah knows its meaning. Only Allah knows the reality of it. Only Allah knows the reality of it. The second type of mutashabih verses is known as the partially mutashabih verses. That means they are known they are unclear to some people, but not others. Their meanings are known to those who are firmly grounded in the correct knowledge, yet unknown to other than them. This type of mutashabih should be asked about and its meaning clarified for the people, because it is definitely possible to understand them. Rather, there is nothing in the Quran that the meaning is not understood, but that their meaning is not understood to everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "This is the Quran, is plain statement from mankind." هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ, meaning it's a plain statement for mankind. وَهُدًا وَمَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, a guidance and instruction to those who are muttaqun, constantly and fearfully conscious of Allah. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and we have sent down to you the book as an explanation of everything. And وَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ ثم إن علينا بيانه, and when we have recited it to you, O Muhammad, then follow its recital. Then it is for us to make it clear to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم, O mankind, verily there has come to you a convincing proof from your Lord. وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا, and we have sent down to you a clear light. So the second type of the mutashabih is the mutashabih that is not understood or is not clear only to the general people, the layman people, that they don't know the proofs and they don't know the evidence and they don't know what Allah intends by its meaning. And they are in need to the scholars and those who are established in the knowledge to explain and clarify for them the meanings of these verses. So for this type of mutashabih, for this type of unclear verses, it is understood and it is clear for the scholars and those who are firm in their knowledge, and it is unclear for those who are not. So it is upon those who have not clear understanding of it to go and ask the scholars and to clarify about the meanings of it. Because all of the Quran, the meaning of every verse in the Quran is understood. And this is different from the first verse where the actuality and the reality of it is not understood. So, regarding the verses of the attributes of Allah, we understand the meaning of the verses. We understand what is meant by being Allah rose above the throne. But we don't understand the reality of it. So, the meaning of all the verses in the Quran is understood to some people. So that's why it's required upon those who don't understand some of the verses, the meanings of the verses of the Quran, that they should go and clarify its meaning. And a proof, and what proves that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ, and this is a clear explanation, a plain explanation and a guidance for the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place that we revealed the Quran تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, to clarify everything. So with the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified all what people need of the matters of the deen, not the matters of the dunya. So the Quran did not come down to clarify all what we need in matters of medicine and agriculture and chemistry and physics. No, but it came to clarify all what we need for our deen, for our religion. But the Quran will mention verses regarding medicine and regarding other worldly things that benefit us. Like there's 40 verses in the Quran regarding medicine. And also the Sunnah came to also explain the Quran and clarify it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ. And if you recite it, then follow its recital, meaning follow its guidance. So if you recite the Quran, then follow its guidance. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. Then it is upon us to clarify us, to clarify it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the Quran and clarified the meanings of the Quran by other verses in the Quran. So we can understand the Quran by other verses in the Quran. And we can understand the Quran by the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he explained the Quran and as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated that. So an example where Allah clarified some verses in the Quran, where he says, At-Tariq was-samai wa-t-tariq wa-ma adraka mat-tariq an-najmu al-thaqib. So he explained what At-Tariq means. It means an-najmu al-thaqib, the star. And Allah explained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ. And so prepare for them, meaning for before you meet your enemies, whatever you are able to do from power or strength. So the Prophet ﷺ explained strength, that it is الرمي, it is throwing. That the strongest thing that you can prepare against your enemies is to be able to throw your enemy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also explained the meaning of dhulm when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said when Ibrahim alayhi salam said وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمْ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe and they don't mix their iman with dhulm, with transgression, then those are those are the ones who will be in peace. So the Prophet ﷺ explained that the dhulm here is shirk. So the verse became clear that those who believe and they don't mix their belief with shirk, with associating parts with Allah, then those are the ones who are in peace. So these are examples where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the Qur'an with other verses in the Qur'an, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the Qur'an and verses of the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. O mankind, there come to you evidence, a strong evidence from your Lord. And so this evidence is clear and understood, and it is a clear proof of the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we mentioned some of the examples of some of the verses that are mutashabih. So there are many examples of the second type, the partial mutashabih. From them is the verse, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like him. For the people of Ta'til, or those who deny the names and attributes of Allah, this verse is unclear, and they understand it, and they understand from it an absolute negation of Allah's having any attributes. They claim that by affirming Allah's attributes, one is then declaring Allah to be like his creation. They abandon all of the many other verses that prove the affirmation of Allah's attributes. And it should be known that by simply affirming a base meaning for them is not equivalent to declaring Allah to be like or in resemblance to the creation. The Shaykh commented on this and he said that لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, nothing is like him. That some of those, the general people who don't have any understanding and they don't know, they don't have knowledge about Allah, they use this verse to deny all the attributes to Allah. That, and they did not, they took this verse and denied with it all the attributes of Allah, and they did not take the second part of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So it is nothing like him, but he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. So the first part of the ayah is not a negation of the second part of the ayah. So the first part of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing like him. And by that is the refutation to those who made Allah similar to the creation. And the second part of the ayah, Allah says, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ, and he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. And in this, there's the refutation of those who negate all the attributes to Allah. So, here Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, it became unclear to those who denied the attributes of Allah. And they understood this part of the verse as, and they used it as a proof to deny all the attributes of Allah. And that's why they negated the attributes of Allah and the second part of the verse, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. So what did they say about this verse? They said, سَمِيعُ بِلَا سَمْعُ, his name is سَمِيعُ, but he doesn't have any hearing. His name is Basir, but he doesn't see any, but he doesn't have any seeing. So, because they said, if we say that he is hearing, that if he hears or he sees, then he is similar to us, then he is like us. So that's why they were not able to affirm any of Allah's attributes. And they turned away from all the other attributes that Allah affirmed to himself. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ, when Allah reveals when Allah reveals his leg or his shin in the day of judgment to the creation. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, and the face of your Lord shall stay. And when Allah says, الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَى الْعَرْشِ السَّوَى, the Most Merciful rose above the throne. And Allah says, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, our Lord descends to the lower heaven in the third night of the third part of the night. So they turned away from all these verses and a hadith that affirms the attributes of Allah and affirms those qualities to Allah. And many other ayat similar to them. So that's why the scholars who are established in their knowledge and firm in their knowledge, they don't take just one part of the ayah and leave the others. They take all the ayat they don't take just with the mutashabih and they ignore the clear other verses, but they take the entire verses and they explain it with each other. And then Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he says that affirming the meaning does not necessitate that it is the similarity. So that Allah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he affirms that he is hay, that he is alive, and he affirms that the makhluq, the creature, the human beings are alive, that does not necessitate that their life is similar to the life of the creator. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the human being, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا, so we made him seeing, and we made him see and hear. And Allah says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ وَلِسَانًا وَشَفَتَيْنِ, didn't we give him eyes, a tongue and lips? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms these attributes to the creature, to the human being, that he sees and he hears and he talks. But that does not necessitate that these attributes are similar to the attributes of the creation, to the hearing and seeing and to the talking of Allah and to the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. because the attributes of the Creator suits him and suits his greatness. So the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suits his perfection and suits his greatness, and the attributes of the human being suits his weaknesses and suits his deficiencies and imperfections. So the attributes of Allah suits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the attributes of the creature suits the creature. So when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks or talks, and that the creature he talks, or the human beings he talks, then it should not come to any human being's mind, anyone with sound mind, that the speech of Allah is any way or any sort similar to the speech of the creation, and does not necessitate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have the same organs or the same bodily parts that we have that we need to talk. When we talk, we need lips and a tongue. We need and other parts of the mouth and other parts of the body that we need to talk. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks, that does not necessitate that He needs all these parts. So a sound person with a sound mind, he will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will understand the verse, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing like him, that the attributes of Allah is nothing or is not similar in any way to the attributes of the creation. That the attributes of Allah is not similar to the attributes of the creation. And the second example mentioned here, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentions also another example of the partial mutashabih that is unclear to some people and clear to others. The verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever kills a believer intentionally, his recompense is hell to abide therein forever, and the anger and the curse of Allah are upon him, and he has prepared a great punishment for him. The misguided ones who only follow the text of the threats and the punishments, for them this verse is unclear, causing them to understand from it that the anyone who kills a believer on purpose will remain in fire forever. They apply this wrong belief to also anybody who commits major sins, thereby abandoning the verses proving that any sin less than shirk is left up to the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether He decides to forgive it or justly punish due to it. So the Shaykh commented on this, saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا, whoever kills a believer intentionally, then his punishment is جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدًا فِيهَا, abiding in it, and the anger of Allah is upon him and the curse. So when you read this verse, you might understand that whoever kills a believer intentionally, then he will remain in hellfire forever and never leave it. So if we take with this verse, like the Khawarij they took, and the Wa'idiyya, the Khawarij, this deviant sect, they understood from this verse that anyone who kills a believer, he will remain in hellfire forever. And they also applied that to anyone who commit a major sin, that he will remain in hellfire forever. So they use that as a proof. But if you look at the other proofs that indicate that the only sin that will require you to stay in hellfire forever is committing shirk. Other than that, any sin less than that will not require that you stay in hellfire forever. And you will eventually, and the person will eventually leave hellfire to enter Jannah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, that surely Allah forgives, does not forgive shirk, and forgives anything less than that. So from this verse we understand that any sin less than shirk, the person does not remain in hellfire forever in it. So this is how those who are firmly established in knowledge understand this verse, that when they bring the other verses And they don't only, they take all the verses into account, and they understand that the meaning of this verse, that they will be punished in hellfire, but that does not necessarily that they will stay for it, in it forever, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicates that Allah will forgive. So it's up to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could forgive the one who killed the believer intentionally, or he could punish him for a long period in hellfire. As for shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive that. And the last example, of the partial mutashabih verses, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Do you not know that Allah knows all that is in the heaven and on the earth? Verily, it is the decree, and it is all pre-decreed of everything in the book. Certainly, that is easy from Allah." Allah says, "Alam ta'lam anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi as-sama'i wal-ard?" Do you not know that Allah knows all that is in the heaven and the earth? Inna dhalika fi kitab. Verily, it is all pre-decreed in a book. Inna dhalika 'ala Allahi yaseer. Certainly, that is easy for Allah. So this verse is unclear to the misguided ones who understand from it that the servant is compelled and forced by Allah to do whatever actions he does. They claim that he has no choice or capability over any of it, thereby abandoning all of the verses that prove he actually does have a choice to do good or bad, and that the actions of the servants are of two types, those based upon his own choice and those that are not. Those firmly grounded in knowledge, they are the people who of intellect, people of understanding. They know how to understand the meaning of these mutashabih verses based upon other verses, so that the entire Quran remains all muhkam, clear in its meaning and wording, containing nothing unclear or controversial. So the last meaning, the Shaykh commented on this, saying that there was a group of people called the Jabriya, and they claimed that the human being is forced to do all of his action, and that the actions of the people are like the leaves of the trees. They just move like the wind moves them. And like the boat, the sailing boat in the ocean, moves however the ocean moves it. And like a feather in the wind, just moves as the wind moves it. And just like these, so they say that the actions of the servant are just, they move without any of his choice, just whatever Allah decreed for him. And on the opposite side, there's those who call al-Qadariyah, those who deny the Qadr. And they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not decree anything upon the people, and that Allah azza wa jal, he wanted from the disbelievers to be believers, and the disbelievers, they wanted to be disbelievers. So Allah wanted the kuffar to be believers, but the kuffar wanted kufr, they wanted disbelief. So the will of the kafir overpowered the will of Allah, and they became kuffar. So obviously, this is far, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far away from that. So these are the two groups. One who claim that Allah, we are forced to do all of our actions. Another that said, Allah has nothing and has no control over our actions. But, so this verse, it confused the Jabriya, those who said that we are forced to do our actions, because they're not amongst those who are who have knowledge and who can understand the verses of Allah. So they understood from this that a person, from the verse which says that Allah have decreed everything in a book, they understood that a person has no ability, and the person has no power, and that a person has no choice in anything that he does. And they turned away from the many other verses in the Quran that states that the person has a choice in what he does, and that based on his choice, he will be punished or rewarded. So there are many verses in the Quran indicating that every person has a choice in what he does, and that whatever he makes, and based upon the choices he makes, he will be either punished or rewarded. And there are other actions that comes out, or that he does out of his choice, and these actions, he will not be asked about, nor would he be judged about, like the color of his skin, or who are his parents are, or where is he from, or how tall he is, or actions of the body that he has no control of. So these actions, he will never be asked about it, and he will not be judged about it. But the actions that he has a choice in, these are the actions that he will be asked, and these are the actions that will be judged about. So those who are established in knowledge, they take all these verses, and they understand in the light, under the light of the other verses, so that the entire Quran becomes clear, and the entire Quran becomes understood. So the partial mutashabih, it is required to ask upon its meaning, and to clarify what its meaning, so that the entire Quran becomes muhkam, becomes clear, and none of its verses becomes unclear and understood by people. And by that we end. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The Sheikh, inshallah ta'ala, will be going to Hajj, so there will be no class next week and probably the week after as well.